From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Korean emergency talks resume. North and South Korean officials resumed marathon talks today in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned 10 hours later. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress or how long they will continue. However, as the talks started up again today, South Korea reported unusual troop and submarine movement in the north. French authorities have identified a gunman aboard an Amsterdam to Paris train as a Moroccan in his mid-20s called Ayoub El-Kazani. He is known to Spanish and French intelligence and has links to militant Islam. The people who subdued the gunman include U.S. servicemen Alex Sarklatos and Spencer Stone, along with American student Anthony Sadler and British businessman Chris Norman. Lisa Bryant has more on the story from Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama telephoned the Americans to praise them for their actions. They were also decorated by the mayor of Arras, where the train stopped after the attacks. They've been recounting how they attacked the assailant, who carried several weapons and whose Kalashnikov rifle may have jammed. Here's Scarlatos describing how fellow American Spencer Stone attacked the gunman on Reuters TV.
Spencer ran a good 10 meters to get to the guy, and we didn't know that his gun wasn't working or anything like that. Spencer just ran anyway, and if anybody would have gotten shot, it would have been Spencer for sure.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky that nobody got killed, especially Spencer.
Stone was released from hospital after being treated for his injuries.
This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants boarded trains today in Macedonia, headed north to Serbia, after being stuck at the border for several days and blocked from continuing on their journey toward European Union member Hungary. Today's movements followed clashes Friday and Saturday with Macedonian police, who tried to block the migrants from entering the country from Greece. The government had declared a state of emergency and ordered its borders sealed to the migrants. But thousands of people, many of them Syrian refugees, were able to run past the officers on Saturday and make it into Macedonian territory. Italy's Coast Guard said today that Italian forces had rescued 4,400 migrants off the coast of Libya in the span of one day, after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. Italy has been routinely carrying out similar rescues, bringing hundreds of migrants to its shores, but the scale of Saturday's operation was unusually large. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports three American contractors working for NATO units in Afghanistan are among the dead.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekro Rayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. The group's main spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says no such activity was planned for Saturday in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital today, nearly 4 years after it closed, following an attack by protesters who stormed the building. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond called it a historic moment in relations between the two countries. Forces from the United Arab Emirates rescued a British national Saturday in a military intelligence operation, 18 months after he was kidnapped by al-Qaeda militants in eastern Yemen. British Foreign Secretary Hammond said the British national is safe and well and is receiving support from British government officials. And we have some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news here in Washington. Giant panda fans got two tiny pieces of good news Saturday as the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington announced the births of a pair of new panda cubs, twice as cute. The zoo announced the surprising second healthy delivery by Mother Mei Xiang late Saturday, about 5 hours after kicking off region-wide excitement with news of the first cub. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.